team of presenters who are going to show us what that experience looks like. We have Kaylin, Mike, Scott, and Margie. And I'd like to ask all of the presenters, unmute yourselves, all of you, unless there's a bunch of background noise, just so that we can see you all at the top to spot you easily to try to spotlight your video as you present. So I'd like to hand it over to Kaylin.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kaylin, alcoholic, grateful recovering, and I'm glad to be here today. We have four of us that are on the program. Dana was able to join in whatever, so if we get hashtag Dana added just for a couple minutes at the end, that'd be great. I mean, hopefully that's still doable. And just going to go ahead and tell you that Mike's going to present the video. It'll take about half of our time there, and then the rest of us will share after that briefly. And then we'll have 10 to 15 minutes of question and answer. But this is about AA and virtual reality. You had your old phone and chat meetings, and then you had your Zoom meetings. And we've been doing the virtual reality meetings in 3D space for about 6 months now. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mike. Is Mike there?
I'm an alcoholic, and I wanted to talk a little bit about my experience with the AA meeting that we're doing.
Sorry, what?
We don't have the screen up, Mike.
Yeah, one of your browser windows is open, but I don't think it's the one from YouTube that you wanted to show us.
SoundCloud. It's on SoundCloud, not video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Technical difficulties.
That was a little loud and clipped on our end.
It is loud.
Shut over the window down. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. You got it?
I think so.
Okay.
That it?
Yep.
Need to rewind it.
Oh.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Yes. Dana, I'm an alcoholic, and I wanted to talk a little bit about my experience with the AA meeting that we're doing online on Oculus Quest. So first, Oculus Quest, I got into VR originally. I enjoy the games and so forth, but mostly for the immersive quality, the three dimension, the art that I thought might be available. And so I wanted it to be experiential. I first went to this campfire. It's called a World on AltSpace VR, and there were a lot of people mulling around and having conversations. And actually, I sort of felt like a lot of people in recovery say they feel at a party when they just kind of don't fit in, and I enjoyed the venue. Like, it was beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. The people are interesting, all of that. I just didn't feel like I knew what to say. And it was at that moment, I was standing at that campfire world, and it popped into my head, wouldn't it be awesome that if alcoholics could meet each other somewhere in a world on Oculus, and support each other. And this is before COVID even hit. So it wasn't even on my, you know, the isolation that people were going through wasn't even on my mind. So I worked with this person, Lauren Joy was like the person who sort of helped set me up. And I have to say, I was as hapless and helpless as could be the very first meeting. I was very nervous. We had set it up, scheduled it for a Tuesday night. At that time, it was at 9 p.m. I didn't even, to be honest with you, I wasn't even sure anybody was even going to show that anybody would even be interested. I started the meeting, and in fact, I was alone for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, Christy is her name from Vienna joined, and I couldn't believe it. So it must have been 3 o'clock in the morning, her local time, 9 p.m. my time, and she was just getting ready to go work on a shift, and so we had a meeting.
I'm KNC. I started a meeting in Altspace in VR back in March, I believe. And I wanted to start the meeting because basically there was a COVID thing going on, and a lot of people were going to online meetings or didn't have meetings. And I thought there'd be a good space that we could do that using a little bit more interactively because you can physically move around. There's a lot more personal interaction in with movement in the virtual reality between individuals that are participating. And so I thought that was aligned itself with having meetings, and Altspace already had meeting spaces pre-done. So I first started out that way, and that was good because you could just schedule it and set it and then just reschedule it for the next week at the same time and start the meetings. So we started those at Sunday nights. Around my schedule that I knew would be a little bit more flexible at that time, and gradually had some people show up regularly. So it was good. And some people were more savvy about Altspace. I'm not probably the Luddite of the group in terms of technology, but I just kind of get basic things together, and we have it. And I've chaired meetings before in other venues, and just thought that this would be a good way to do that. And it did turn out to be okay. And there's a little bit different challenges here and there, but as far as getting the basic meeting structure together and holding one, and for it to be spiritually uplifting for people, I mean, that's kind of the whole idea of staying sober a day at a time and having that available to the other alcoholics, especially during a little bit more difficult time with COVID. But even afterwards, I mean, people are still using VR and can still use that on an ongoing basis. So that's what I have to share.
I'm an alcoholic and a stroke survivor, and also a founder member of AA and Altspace. I got VR about a year ago, headset, to help with my therapy for my stroke. I'd been doing 12 and 12 step studies on Sundays, every Sunday, with my friend Scott in Florida. He would read the 12 and 12, and I would follow along in the book. And gradually I learned to read better, and I learned to speak better. But I didn't really use VR much. I wanted to use it for exercise, but I'm lazy, and I didn't really do that. And then COVID happened. And I was playing around in VR. And I thought this would be a really great place to have a meeting. If we could set up a meeting, I didn't have the dexterity or the cognition to do it yet, but I was excited about it. And I came across Dana's meeting. So I joined the meeting and I was completely blown away. It was just like a real AA meeting. Everybody was sharing, everybody was honest and real, and it really had a feel of a real AA meeting. So I left the meeting, and I texted my friend Scott in Florida, because I knew he was a techie and I knew that he'd be into it. And I said, hey, we've got to start AA meetings in VR. So that's how I started.
Hello, my name is Scott F., and I'm an alcoholic and an addict. And I've known Mike for over 20 years from back in San Diego. We're both pro musicians. He plays drums and keyboards, and I play keyboards. And I also have my degree in computer networking. A while back, Mike had had a stroke, and we were decided that we were going to do meetings in Skype, 12-step meetings, and we would read from the 12 and 12. And we did that for about 7 years, and it was going along great. And Mike was dabbling in VR, and he was using a Go and telling me about it. And he said to me, he said, if I get you a Go, would you host meetings in AltSpace? And I said, sure. Well, I really didn't think that he was serious. And so he said, okay, I bought the Go and it's on its way. And my jaw hit the ground because I really didn't think he was serious, and he was. So I said, wow, thank you. Thank you very much. So my Go arrived, and I got into VR, and I went into AltSpace and got set up. And we started holding meetings in these preset rooms that AltSpace has on there, which aren't very exciting. I didn't really like them. They were really drab. There wasn't anything interesting about them. And so what we ended up doing was we started thinking that, you know, we need something more than this. And because I had several technical issues. I had a room where I would set up banners in the room and spend like several hours doing all this, and then they would disappear the next day. So what ended up happening was we ended up finding other people that were holding meetings, and pretty soon we had three meetings with Dana and Kaylin. And I figured out a way to add stuff to the default room, but it still wasn't looking very good. So I said, we need our own world. And I said, we need to put it out there that we need our own world. And I don't know how that's going to happen. I'm just going to leave it up to my higher power and hope that this happens. So anyway, thanks for letting me share this with you. My name's Scott F. and I'm an alcoholic.
D, and I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I am one of the founding members of AA in AltSpace. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about how that happened from my perspective. I got into AltSpace. Well, I had never even known about VR. I had no idea what virtual reality was. And so New Year's Eve, I decided to try out a Go and Oculus Go. And so I did that. I went into AltSpace and I was sold. I mean, I just thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. One, I could fly, but also I could meet people, and it was just wonderful. So as time went on, I began to get right into it, as I usually do. I volunteered and with educators in VR, and then I volunteered to teach the 101, AltSpace 101, for newcomers to AltSpace, because I've always enjoyed teaching, and that's just what I like to do. So then COVID hit, and the AA meetings that we had here in town — I'm from Louisville, Kentucky — stopped being able to have meetings together. So we went on to Zoom. Well, then one day, must have been March or April, I saw that some folks had started AA meetings on AltSpace. And so we met each other and we began having our AA meetings there. And it was so nice because it, to me, is much more intimate. You get a real flavor for the real setting, but we were missing something. The thing that we were missing was our old areas where we had our meetings, that home space where you have your meetings. And so we talked and talked about it, and wouldn't it be nice if we had one space? And we wanted to make sure that everybody was okay with that. And so I got on to what's called Discord, because I knew a lot of the people that were building worlds at that time. And so I just put out a request. I said, would anybody help us? I said, we are members of Alcoholics Anonymous. We would love to have our own space, but I'm not the best world builder, and we would love to have somebody help us. And I swear it wasn't a half hour later. And I got a message from somebody. His alt space name is Trash Panda. And his dad was in recovery, and he said, I'll help you. And I'll be darned if I talked to Scott and Mike and Dana, and we were just amazed that we could have somebody to help us. And so the next day, Scott and I met, and I think Mike was there, and we all met in the space that he had created for us, and it was like home. In fact, it had two homes. And so one home we created for the AA meeting space, and the next one across the street we did for the AA museum that we created. And I'll tell you, it has been one of the most wonderful experiences of my life to feel of service. We have people drop in who are just thinking about going to AA, which sometimes wouldn't happen in the real world, where people feel free enough or anonymous enough to come in the room and saying, I don't know what this is, but I'm thinking about it. We've had people come in that are just curious because they wouldn't normally go into an AA room, especially a closed meeting, but some not even an open meeting, to just sit and listen. And so we have enough space. People can even, we've had people listen outside because the voices carry out there. So it has been for us, the founding members, it's been very welcoming and like home for us. And so now we have, I think it's 5 meetings now a week that we can attend in Alt Space VR. And we just continue on. Mm-hmm. Scott's the creative one of the bunch, and so he did a lot of the arranging. I did better at putting things up. We found all the pictures that we wanted for the museum, and he had a lot of the conference pictures. And then we even had a space for people who wanted to bring pictures of their real world home groups in there to honor their space. And so it's a great group, and we just have a really tight community now. And so I'm thrilled that you were curious, that you wanted to know about us. I hope you come and visit us. And that's all I wanted to say.
Hi, this is Mike, and I'm doing a walkthrough on my quest. So it's a little sideways because I've had a stroke, and I've only just noticed that I lean to the right when I'm in VR. I've never noticed it before. So I'll be talking to my neuropsychologist about it. When you teleport in, you teleport into the side of the street, and then you walk into the AA room. There's a museum where there's pictures and information. And here we are. I'm rushing to get into the meeting, so my vision reduces when I go fast forward on my joystick. I can also walk in if I want to, actually physically walk in. So this is a space. As you can see, there are pictures. There's Scott and Lydia, and Scott's bringing up something on the big board to read. There's the steps and the traditions. Over to the side here, you can take a picture of the meeting schedule. So this is me trying to take a picture of the meeting schedule. The 1, 2, 3, bingo. And I've now got meeting schedule saved to my photos. There's some more people coming in. I think it's Tom and Amy. And there's all sorts of posters, and there's an outside area that you can go and chat and hang out, and even a kitchen, which kind of is the icing on the cake. So that's the walkthrough. I hope you liked it, and I hope you'll visit, and I hope you'll become a member of AA in VR. Thank you.
Okay, as you can see, we're back. All right, that was Mike did a really good job on the video. Thank you so much, Mike. And now we're going to go ahead and share individually a little bit here. Margie, would you go ahead and speak?
Okay, do I need to do anything? Oh, good, there I am. Oh my God, bigger than life. I am Margie D. As I told you before, just a couple more things that I wanted to talk to you about. Some of the things that we considered when we were creating the room. One was anonymity. The one thing about alt space is you don't often take your own name for your avatar. So that was one of the things that we didn't have to worry about. Most of us now, because we've got amazing number of years of sobriety between us, is that I just go ahead and use my real name without my last name, of course. But that was a concern, even though it was in alt space. The other thing is, one of the roles I had as a volunteer in alt space for educators in VR is that I was a moderator. And as the moderator, you're kind of like the bouncer of the room. And so if you do, and every once in a while we have trolls, people that just want to create havoc, just like they have done on Zoom. And so that's kind of one of the things that Scott and I do is we kind of take care of the trolls that might come in that want to just create not a good situation for us, but it doesn't happen real often. But anyway, I'm so thankful that you let us present. It was something that I never thought would come to be, and it is, and it's in real life, and you can come and visit us anytime. So thank you.
Thanks,
and I'll
Margie.
Turn it. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Margie. And then if we have Scott to share next. Scott, do you want to go ahead?
Sure. My name's Scott. I'm an alcoholic and an addict.
Hi, Scott.
As Margie was saying, you know, it was really amazing that this came together for us. It was something that we really wanted, and we just put it out there. But Margie took the action and put it on Discord, and lo and behold, we had this room. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up when I went in because it was so amazing. You know, it's like a cartoony room a little bit, but it feels like a real meeting. Some of the things that I wanted to talk about a little bit about, it's not negative, but there have been some technical issues, and some of it is mainly related to AltSpace platform because they've been changing a lot of stuff lately. And so the GOs don't really work that well anymore. And from what I understand, they're being deprecated, but the Quest worked fairly well in there. And we're limited to how many people we can have in the space. I think it's about 30. But we don't usually get that many people. Sometimes the event that we post on the event page disappears and then reappears. I've had several issues with crashing. They fixed that. I was having this issue, which was so funny because I'd be hosting a meeting and every 15 minutes I'd crash. And I'd be right in the middle of a talk and leading the meeting and I'd have to rush back in and get in there. And so that's been fixed. The browsers have been a big issue because the Microsoft people were showing porn on them. So Microsoft had to change the platform so that they're personal now, that only one person can control them. But that's pretty much working out for us. And the other thing is that in the terms for Microsoft, you know, we're an anonymous organization, but Microsoft says they record people, but I don't believe that they do. I don't believe they record every little thing that's going on. They have little terms and conditions. It's a disclaimer. And we have it posted on every event you go in. But it has been a joy to have these meetings in AA. And like Margie was saying, we've had a few trolls that have come in and disrupted every now and then, but we have this little tool that we can boot people. So that's been really great. And I guess that's about all I want to say, but I really do hope that you all will come and join us and see for yourself what it's like in VR, because it really is an amazing experience and it feels very intimate, as Margie was saying. You really do feel like you're in a real meeting as opposed to being on a Zoom meeting where it's just all these flat screens. And I'm not detracting from Zoom. I think it's whatever, you know, whatever your personal preference is. And if you don't have a VR headset, you can come in 2D on AltSpace. You can download AltSpace in 2D on your PC and come in 2D. So there's all kinds of options to come into the meetings. So thanks for letting me share. I really appreciate it. And thank you.
Thanks, Scott. And were we able to add Dana to be able to share hashtag Dana? Was that possibly Carolyn?
Yes.
Dana's already there.
Yeah, so Dana, would you go ahead? Yeah, go ahead, Dana.
My name is Dana. I'm an alcoholic. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yes. Dana.
Yeah, I don't really know what it was about adding that world, that customized world that affected us all so much. But I was just like everyone else. I got chills when I walked in because it really was home. It was our home. And up until then, it had been sort of generic. What I like about it is that there are so many aspects of like a traditional clubhouse going on. Like was mentioned earlier, there was one woman who sat out on the front porch the entire meeting listening. I'm not sure exactly why, but people have their own individual comfort level, but the moving about the clubhouse and so forth. And so commonly after a meeting, we get a lot of newcomers or people who are curious, you know, the first three chapters in the big book, like, am I an alcoholic? I'm not really sure. And so we'll kind of gather. So it's the meeting after the meeting that you really have in a clubhouse venue. And so usually we'll take them over to the meeting schedule and use that as sort of a pivot point to have conversations about it. One of the things that almost universally comes up is their comments about how respectful we are. And I think we all as alcoholics sort of take it for granted that we have like an orderliness and good orderly direction, right? And no crosstalk and very respectful, mutually respectful. I think we take that for granted. I've been in other venues on AltSpace VR where that's clearly not the case. And they, when a newcomer is done with this meeting, they are clearly touched by the language of the heart, like what we're doing there. I think it's way more uncommon than we really give it credence for. But I like the aspect of the clubhouse where you could go out in the backyard and have a conversation in the backyard or what have you. And I'm just so grateful. It started last year, like I said, with just this idea. And it has just blossomed, and it really is a group that's making these things happen. It's not one individual. It was really we are doing together what we could not do ourselves individually. And so very happy that you were curious about what we're doing, and hopefully we'll see some of you in our little meeting space. Thanks.
Thanks, Dana. And again, I'm Kaylin. Alcoholic, and just a couple quick things. What I want to touch on is the placemaking aspect, because they talked about the clubhouse. You saw the avatars, and the avatars can improve over time. Like they're already different than what they were when we first started in OutSpace, and there's new avatars in other places. So this VR use of AA and using your avatar will actually over time and be more even more expressive in the place and. We really, the clubhouse works because it mimics the sensory and material culture that we are used to in AA. It has a comfy couch there. It has the, you know, steins that we're all used to. It has the coffee pot, though you can't smell the coffee pot. You can still see it, you know, that type of thing. And so, you know, it's one of those things that it works because it mimics the things that we're already used to. And it just enhances it because you have the kinesthetic element. You can do virtual hugs. You can do raise your hands and that type of thing. And you can also do emojis, which you can't really do in real life, but, you know, it's a way of expressing yourself. And so it's still that interaction among members. And one thing that really happens is physical space. Like if somebody comes up too close to you and you're in VR, you actually feel that too close type of feeling. You know, you have the physical space of the avatars too. So it's very kinesthetic compared to the 2D monitor environment. And so what's most important about all this, when you put it all together, is that it is a spiritual experience. It is recovery. And our higher power, your higher power, our mind, is there. I mean, it's part of, and it's here now too, in terms of the technology that we have available right now in terms of use. So just because we're using tech doesn't mean your higher power isn't involved in that. And it's all part of that spiritual experience, service and recovery. We have group conscience, and things can improve from where they already are. So, I mean, right now, yes, you have a little bit of clunkiness. I mean, really, when you're in your space, you learn these things and you have your, you know, handsets and that type of stuff, but you see an avatar and you see a person that looks somewhat similar, and there's improvements in avatars every 6 months now, not even every year. It's just going on and on. So that I thank you, and I open it up to questions and answers. Thanks.
Right. Thank you to the entire panel. You guys did a fantastic job. It's Carolyn here again. I have a bunch of questions for you, and I've been spotting a trend in the questions. A lot of it is just very technical. You talked about the Go equipment. You know, what are the basic requirements for a Mac versus a PC? You know, we did finally get a hold of the link. I see Eddie has pasted the link in chat, how folks can get to you. But if you could give us a little overview about Go, what is Go, Discourse, like all of the different, how do people find you guys and get in there? What do they need, and how much does it cost? Sorry, I want to squeeze a bunch of questions. I'll let you go, Kim.
Do you want to address that? I mean, or does somebody else want to address that?
I can do it. I'm posting the link in the chat.
Thank you.
AltSpace is free. The only thing that you need to pay for is your headset. So that's pretty much the only cost that you'll incur.
Can you give us a ballpark how much that might cost?
I think the Quest is about $200 or $300. Is that right, Mike? The Go is about $200.
$400 for the Quest.
What's that?
$400 for the Quest.
Okay, the Quest is $400. The Go is being deprecated, but that was $200. If you want the higher end headsets like I have, which is a mixed reality, that runs you about $600. But I got mine on Facebook store for $100. So sometimes you can get deals.
Can I also mention, you know, we're talking about the 3D aspect of it and the headset to do that. But that's not, there's nothing requisite about that. You could go and set up, like Scott mentioned earlier, you could set up an account in AltSpace VR with just a laptop. Yeah. And
2D.
Yes, and go in, mm-hmm, and get the app, download the app on your laptop and go in 2D and still experience like basically what you saw on the video with no extra cost at all.
Okay, that's excellent. So you do not need the equipment then. That's what you guys are saying.
Exactly. Not necessarily.
You can do it in 2D and you don't need any equipment.
Yeah,
but
with the
3D experience, you need the equipment.
Yeah, and with the Oculus Quest, you don't need a computer either. The Oculus Quest operates autonomously. So there is no need for a PC at all if you want to go that route.
Yeah. Now, if you want to go the higher end route, you need a PC and you need a good video card.
So just to be clear then, is it supportable on iOS and Microsoft PC?
No, not on Mac.
Not on Mac?
They're just now starting to open it up to Mac. We just had a Burning Man conference in AltSpace, and that was the first time they created some avenues for the folks on Mac to get in on 2D. on their computer. So it's coming.
Does that include iPad and iPhone?
Yeah. The iPhone's not a problem.
Okay.
Well, the iPhone's all right. I don't think the iPad's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been able to do iPad, so I'm not sure if they're coming around to that or not.
Yeah. The place you want to start is www.altvr.com. And that's the beginning of everything. That can download your app. Or
that was altspacevr.com, correct?
No, it's just altvr.com.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, I just pasted that in the chat. Let me just scroll for any just questions of interest that are less technical. There's a shout out here to Dana, noticing that you were in an Airstream RV, and a member wanted you to know that there are other members who are RV travelers and some full-time RVers out there. So welcome to the RV crowd. I'm just scrolling because so many of the questions are repetitive of the technical. So we've already ruled out that there's no cost. You do not need equipment necessarily. Doesn't work on a Mac, but iPhones and iPads are fine. Margie, can you hug each other?
Yes, you can. You can also put a space bubble around your avatar for those who don't want to hug.
Nice.
But the space bubble doesn't work on the higher end.
But we can also hold hands. When we close the meeting now, because most of us are on a Quest has two arms, so we hold hands, which is kind of new for some of us.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting question. Will a Facebook account be necessary for access to the virtual reality technologies mentioned today?
Yes, if you're on Oculus.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Oculus versus Discourse versus Altspace?
Discord is a chat group. Like if you're holding a conference and you need to have people talk in the background, they can do that on what's called Discord. There's a lot of channels you can set up just to have conversations on
kind
the back
like
end.
Slack.
Yes,
kind of like Slack.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Just to be clear, these VR meetings, when Facebook Horizon comes out fully, it's in beta now, people can start meetings on that platform. This is just one platform we're talking about. So there's all kinds of other opportunities coming out in virtual reality eventually. So it's not tied only to Altspace or Oculus. Our clubhouse is, but there will be many other avenues for reality meetings in the future.
And VR is just in its infancy.
Right.
So it is growing exponentially.
So you guys are on the cutting edge, which is so cool. That's why I'm so glad you're here today.
It's not too late. I'm 70, so.
Woo! All right. Here's a cool question. When you are speaking with a newcomer or anyone one-on-one, is it private or can everyone hear all, like in Zoom when you unmute?
I can answer that.
Okay.
I have spent almost maybe 2 or 3 hours sometimes after a meeting speaking with newcomers, and there's two modes. There's one called megaphone, which if you're on megaphone, they will hear you all over the entire world. So if you want to talk privately, you turn off megaphone and you go outside to another area, and then people will only be able to hear you within like a few meters of the conversation. But there's a caveat. You can also take them to maybe your home space, and that's completely private. So you could have a conversation somewhere else where no one would hear anything.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
The questions about Go we've already talked about. The questions are flying in quick, you guys. I'm scrolling. I try to scroll and then they fly in and they bounce my screen back to the top.
That's exciting.
It is. It's awesome. Can you pass a basket in the virtual VR room?
No.
No, we created one just for the effect, but no, we can't pass it yet. But Scott's talking about making little tokens. That's the one thing we didn't have and that we're thinking about. He's the genius, so.
Well, what we're thinking about doing is making, what they've done is they've made objects interactable now. So I can make a token if I can find a kit for it, where a person can grab it and I can pass it to them. But what we always suggest for, in lieu of donations, to go to AA.org and make your donation there. And we say that pretty much in every meeting when we read the preamble.
Okay, thank you. Here's a supportive shout out for VR. There's someone out there in the participants list whose son is a VR expert and who says that immersion in VR will add empathy, which is powerful, where the spiritual meets the technology.
It does.
Very cool, you guys.
Yeah.
It does, very much so.
Okay,
it feels like you're with the person, even though they're just an avatar.
Okay. That's amazing. So we've been pasting some links in the chat. We'll make sure that any of the links that we've have gathered up here, we'll try to get them in Slack. Somebody has asked about if we could potentially send out links by email. I mean, we do have the participant registration list. I mean, we may have a post-event email blast to you guys, or we could, of any interesting tips that we gathered throughout the day. So that's something
Can I say one more thing?
Yes,
if
please.
If you want to get the 2D version of AllSpace, you can go on the Microsoft Windows Store if you're on a PC and get it from there. Just type in AllSpace VR and it'll be in there.
Okay, great. And here's one other more technical kind of question about Linux. I mean, we talked about iOS, we talked about Windows platform. What about Linux? Is it supportable?
I believe it is. I think so, because I've been reading on Discord about Linux support, and so I think so. I'm not a Linux person, so don't set that in concrete, but I'm pretty sure that you can do it in Linux.
Okay, well, that
Somebody
sounds fair.
Know better than me.
Okay, and I just spotted a comment that flew through in the chat, which makes total sense. We have a Google Doc out there, and it's for crowdsourced notes, so that everyone here can participate with notes into every session. So maybe I'll ask the presenters of this session to pop some interesting links into our crowdsourced document, which is another way that everyone can have access to it. I'm going to paste the link to our crowdsourced document in the chat right now. Also locatable at naatw.org/2020-links, you'll find our attendee generated report for crowdsource notes.
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, amazing. Let me pop that link in here again. And as I said, folks, we are running out of time. Any other questions that we didn't get to, we'll try to put them together either in the crowdsource notes, in Slack. We'll try to put out as much information as we can in as many places as we can.
Great.
Saying this, we are approaching our break.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you guys for coming. It was awesome.
Okay.
So I guess at this point, we can ask our Zoom operators to stop the recording.